This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Lisa Sumlin, PhD, RN, ACNS, BC, and founder and CEO of EPAD Inc., Empowering People Against Diabetes, a health education and consulting firm that provides workshops, trainings, and resources for combating chronic illnesses such as diabetes and related complications. And Dr. Sumlin, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
It's great to be here today.
And of course, we certainly do appreciate your time and for joining us here today. So tell us, for starters, what did inspire you to write the book, The Struggle Is Real, Diabetes Management for Women Who Love Their Cultural Dishes, Enjoy Food, Focus Social Lives, and Appreciate a Good Piece of Fried Chicken Every Now and Then?
Well, I have been an adult clinical nurse specialist for many years, and I've also done research with the minority population when it comes to managing diabetes with food. And the topic that always comes up the most, of course, is, you know, how do you do this and still love your cultural dishes? And that was a day-to-day struggle for people. And so my desire to help them grew and grew. And I was like, okay, I have got to help more some kind of way. So out came the book.
Fantastic. And before we dive in further, who is your actual target audience? What's the age group and who can actually benefit from your book on your message?
Okay. So I geared the book towards women between the ages of 35 and 75. And I chose this particular group because they still tend to have children in the household. And I figure if I target women and help them to improve their eating habits, and then they can help the children improve their eating habits, thus impacting future generations against this deadly disease, diabetes. However, I have the book. Anyone can pick it up and get tips out of there in order to improve their health with diabetes.
And I'd say that's the perfect audience. If you heal the women, the rest falls into place. Good stuff. Tell us a little bit about your background and how this passion to help women with diabetes came about.
Oh, wow. So I have been in nursing for quite some time. And when I first began, I worked on a medical surgical unit. And on that unit, most of the patients had diabetes. And so this curiosity grew as to why were so many people coming in, especially minorities, with complications due to diabetes. And so with the encouragement of my husband, I went back and received my master's degree and focused on diabetes management. And after practicing for a while as a clinical nurse specialist, I went back and obtained my PhD. It's just a very deep desire that I have, that I have to help people in order to fight this disease.
And of course, we're certainly appreciative of what you're doing as well. Why do you think the struggle is so real with people with diabetes, especially for women?
Well, when it comes to women, we tend to be, within different ethnic cultures, we tend to be food focused. And, you know, everything is centered around food. You know, you're happy, we celebrate with food. We're sad, we celebrate with food. And so the struggle gets really difficult because people identify, their identity is connected to the food. And so when you get something, when you get a chronic illness like diabetes, that impacts their identity.
And I'm certainly with you there. So true and well explained. Thanks so much. Today we're speaking with Dr. Lisa Sumlin, founder and CEO of EPAD Inc., Empowering People Against Diabetes, a health education and consulting firm that provides workshops, training, and resources for combating chronic illnesses such as diabetes and related complications, here on eHealth Radio's Diabetes Information and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, taking this even further, how is depression related to diabetes management?
Well, the science is really starting to show this more and more, but people who have diabetes are at increased risk for depression, and vice versa. People who are depressed are more at risk in developing diabetes. And so it's kind of this two-way channel. And if the person does not address the depression, trying to manage such a difficult illness such as diabetes becomes even more challenging, because it's almost as if you are running around in circles trying to better the diabetes, but you can't get there because you're depressed, and so you can't do the things in order to manage the diabetes. So I really encourage people to really speak up if they are suffering from depression, because that really needs to be addressed first before you can even talk about managing the diabetes.
And also, Dr. Sumlin, getting into nutrition, how many servings of fruit should people with diabetes be consuming daily?
They probably eat not enough, or they're eating too much, because we always think of fruit as something healthy. You know, that's something we should consume a lot of because it makes you healthy. However, we have to remember that fruit has natural sugars in them, and they will impact the blood sugars. And so people really should limit the amount of fruit that they're taking in to 2 servings a day. So that would be equivalent to like an apple the size of a tennis ball. So not the real giant apple, but smaller apples. So that's a serving size, or a handful of grapes. So you have to really limit the amount that you're taking in, because it will impact the blood sugars.
And that's some information I'm sure listeners weren't looking for, so that is so helpful. Of course, those natural sugars within our fruit intake can certainly affect our diabetes. So thanks so much for bringing that out. Now, what are some of the stories that you hear about food struggles from women who are diabetic? Get into some of that from your experience.
Oh, wow. I've heard so many over the years. I think, so for example, eating at holiday gatherings. It can be very challenging when you're initially diagnosed with diabetes and it's time to celebrate Christmas. Because again, when we go back to ethnic minorities and everything is centered around food, you want to eat what everybody else eats. And so this becomes a very big challenge for a lot of women, to the point where most women will say, well, you know what? I am going to go ahead and enjoy food just like everybody else is, and I'll try to make up for it at a later time. And that's the attitude that they have, because again, that social gathering and eating is a part of their identity, and it's such a big challenge in order to try and change that.
Now, in your book, you share some food tips. If you don't mind, share a couple of those food tips with our listening audience. I'm sure they, as well as myself, would be appreciative.
Sure. Let's see. So for example, for those women who have skinny jeans, when you're going to a social gathering, wear those skinny jeans. And you're like, well, what does that have to do with anything? So think about it. The more that you eat with the skinny jeans on, the more uncomfortable you get, and you start to push away from the food. So you end up eating a lot less than you would had you been relaxed and maybe in some jogging pants.
And of course, you got to love that good stuff there. Awesome. Now, what do you tell a woman who feels like she can't enjoy her life after receiving a diagnosis that she's now a diabetic?
And this is always a big challenge, because I've had many, many women who, not just women, everybody will come into my office with that diagnosis, and they really don't know where to go from there. And usually what I advise people, especially if they have a relationship with God, I tell them to take this time as, okay, I've been doing kind of what I wanted for a while now, and now I've ended up with diabetes. But now it's time to kind of get my life back on track and really focus on being healthy so you can live longer, have a relationship with your family, and be around for a long time. And I try to tell them, don't lose hope. You just got to make some tweaks in some of the things that you're eating to be healthier.
Dr. Sumlin, really appreciate the information, and that last response is very inspirational and motivational as well, and helpful in many regards, and we can't thank you enough for what you're doing in the space. So tell us, Dr. Sumlin, where can people grab your book? Is it in bookstores or online? Where's the best place for folks to not only have access to the book, but to get further details as well?
Yes, you can visit my website at drlisasumlin.com. It's also available at amazon.com, and it's downloadable from Barnes & Noble as well as Walmart.
And again, the title of the book is The Struggle is Real. Dr. Sumlin, before you go, I'd love to get one last parting word. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Wow. You know, I can probably go on and on and on. But as I stated before, don't lose hope. People really can live very healthy lives with this diagnosis of diabetes. You just have to make some tweaks in the things that you're currently eating and try to eat less. And you can really enjoy life with a diagnosis of diabetes.
Well stated and a great place to conclude. Dr. Sumlin, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
You're welcome. It was a joy.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Dr. Lisa Sumlin, a PhD, RN, ACNS, BC, and founder and CEO of EPAD Inc., Empowering People Against Diabetes, a health education and consulting firm that provides workshops, training, and resources for combating chronic illnesses such as diabetes and related complications. And for further details, visit drlisasumlin.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.